Blog Talk Radio.
I kinda like you, you kinda like me. Let's take a ride way out in the country. Tonight I'm driving, that's right, you're riding. Go grab your smokes and hand me my car keys.
Audio quality. Oh man, I'm trying
different way to call in using their Direct Connect. Maybe it's a little better audio quality. I don't know. But, you know, like, if there's actually, like, you know, the handful of listeners out there, I'd probably repost the show that I record. But there's really, I have no fans. Like, I do not even have, like, any kind of fan trying to hobble me. You know, I just break my ankles so I can't get away. I mean, I'm my own fan, and I hobble myself, and I can't get away from myself. I tried once. I tried walking this way and the other part walking that way, but I mean, it doesn't work. It's like I'm always with myself. There's nowhere else I need to be. And people feel that they need to learn something. Every single moment you must learn. Well, you'll get some things on this show. You're not going to get, like, equations or mathematical things. You're just going to just get a fella. He's a human. You know, he's a human. He's on the mic. He's a human being. You know, yeah, he's a human being. Yeah, well, you know, I haven't kicked holes through all my walls yet. Just working on one. You know, trying to make things work in the world. But sometimes walls get in your way, and you must knock them down. And sometimes you're like, well, I could have opened the door. But you're like, well, I got energy. I have energy. And it's, you know, talking on this microphone is like talking to myself. It's like, what do I want to tell myself that's so important that perhaps other people need to hear it too? Perhaps there's something out there that's gripping and grabbing. And perhaps people want to hear me rhyme and not understand what I'm rhyming about. And I'm like, well, it takes two of us. Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's a story from beginning to end. Sometimes you just put things together. You just got to go with it. You're like, hey, does that work? Yay, nay, perhaps, eh? Got to make the world work somehow. And you got a way to make your own podcast, your own captain's log, your own auto diary. I think my thing is not an audio diary. Then you're just stupid. I don't mind if you're stupid. You can stay stupid. Just go be stupid elsewhere. People that just want to look for things to make fun of you, right? Things to talk down upon you. I mean, I can have a political career. You know, Governor Brodsky, so on your podcast 469, you said, eat my nuts. What did you mean by that? I was just like, do I have to wear pants for, like, the assembly? Because I could show you my nuts. They are, right? God gave me them. And they said they have a special potion. I'm supposed to like give to girl. Hey girl, special potion for you that God gave me. There you go. Now run with it. No, don't run away with it. But, you know, everybody's just so self-sufficient these days. It's like, I don't need man. I don't need woman. I don't need air. I don't need this. I don't need that. I could do it all on my own, even though. If you ever hear me say the word God, do you say the word God or what religion? No, not like that. God creation. When I say God, it means creation. You can't put creation into a single entity. And that's just so funny. He's like, I pray God. No, you don't. Freaking talk to the wall. So get yourself a microphone. And record your prayers, you know, speak them out there to the people, because they're the ones that need to listen. The wall does not need to listen. I mean, prayers are only for yourself. So you can hear yourself asking yourself what you want. Do you think the gnomes in the wall with their microphones are listening to your prayers? Oh. That's what they need. Oh, man. If only you knew. I'm glad I was listening. I'm glad I was recording through the wall. bunch of synthers in your room, you're like, I think they're recording me. You're like, they are. They're constantly, you know, whatever, Siri, Jiri, Geary, Beery, Deary, Query. You know, hey, Query, find me a big old freaking Tiger Date. Tiger Date. Tiger Team Goal. You know, it's just, that's the thing is, people don't want to let hormones do anything anymore. They just want to let electrons. But God, to like populate with, not to be like, hey, electrons are going to find you your future. Like, no, the hormones are. And if people don't realize, it doesn't matter who you're next to, hormones kick in, bink, oh, which is, that's what gets you in the mood. Because if you think about it, you take a creature, my body, spirit, and all, you know, it's got such a mind, a computational mind. There's so many reasons to not copulate, to not have sex, to not make babies, that humanity is just, would die. Humanity, I mean, humanity is dying right now. Humanity, for the first time ever in its existence, is more poisoned than anything. I don't know. I see a hand up. Let me see. That might be my buddy Jess. When I say, let me do a number verify. Because, you know, I like letting people on here, but, you know, people just, they just talk and talk. And I'm like, that's my job. My job is to talk. So, okay, 408. You got your hand up. I'll let you talk for a few minutes. Just say hi. And maybe you know me, maybe you don't, but here you go. Hello. All right. Let's see if 408 came through on the dial. You're here live. Smoke Rules Radio safety meeting. Are you being safe today, 408?
Oh, yeah, definitely being safe. Yeah. And secure.
Cool. Yeah, well, you know, I like gathering with my friends. I'm discussing safety issues in a cloud of smoke.
Yeah.
The true way to do it. You're calling from 408. That's my area code.
You know how we do it, man. We're in the same code, bro.
Oh, man. Dude, you know, the Bay Area holding it down. You in the 408 right now?
Yeah, San Jose.
I mean, I'm not. I mean, I got my 408 number, but I'm in Costa Rica. I'm on the other side of the planet. Yeah, boy.
So you're doing that kind of thing. All right. Ooh. Now, Costa Rica is a place to be. If you have some money, you could stay for a while. You just got to hire some of the people to take care of some of the stuff because you know how it is. It can be rough. But if you're in Costa Rica, baby, hey.
Compared to the California rental prices, man, it's just like reverse immigration. All these people like moving in to California. I'm like, hi. Okay, now go to where you came from. And it's just different because the world's not California, where it's like California, we've gotten used to the immigration, whereas in all these other countries, they're like, oh, immigrants. We're like, the United States is built on immigrants.
Yeah, it is. It's a melting pot of different people from different places. And you don't have to go anywhere when you live here. You just stay here and you'll find out what it's about. But you know what it is? Inside, things are deteriorating because there's no law abiding citizens anymore. Because you know why?
Well,
the outside influences have come in, and this is how it works on the inside, you know. And it's a terrible thing because you can't get a hold of that stuff. As much as you want to protect your stuff, well, good luck with that today. But there is a way. And I heard you saying something. You know how it is.
Well, it's the law-abiding part. Like, the dude does not abide to most stupid laws. I mean, there's the moral laws, like do not kill, do not steal. Let your renters have a kitchen. You know, drive on the right side of the road. I like those laws. I like the turn signal law. I don't even know if it's a law, but if you've ever been to Florida, it sucks.
Yeah.
They don't use turn signals. And if you have a pot to smoke, yeah. And it's just all so frustrating. You're like, what are you doing? Why are you cutting in front of me? Just be considerate on the road. We're going 60 miles an hour, buddy. You know?
Yeah.
Where in Florida did you go?
You can't get no good stuff in Florida. They give you this stuff called diet. It's diet stuff. It's not the real stuff. It's not the key that unlocks that part of your brain where you can go ahead and explore more. Because scientists, you know, they already figured it out. That THC is the only key that unlocks that part of the brain where you can go for more. But they wanted to shut that door. But then now the door is open, you know what I mean, for anyone. And if you ever been there, you know what I'm talking about, without a doubt. You want to just go ahead and give a shout-out. Give a shout-out to
the
people who know what we're talking about.
The roots of this radio is based on the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative of 2016 to help get marijuana going. And I just kept the radio going, even though the corporations took over. Only the mayor, only the governor's buddies can smoke pot. So that's why I got to be governor. Like, I know some real people that should be growing, not these stupid corporation Pfizer.
I know. It's a horrible thing because you're stunting the growth of the potential that is operating in the shadows, and that's where the potential lies today. You know, I must say, man, don't get me started, man. I'm gonna start rapping this shit out, and you're gonna be like, oh Lord, we can't be talking like that, you know. But it's okay. I understand where we are.
I just try to keep the hardcore cuss words kind of lower. But I know.
I hear you. That's why I said that. That's why I said what I said. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna try to keep a curb on that because sometimes I got an appetite to feed the people who are gangster. You know, gangsters need to get fed too. You know what I'm saying? I know these little people that ain't never heard a bad word before. I know they need to eat, but so the gangsters. You know what I'm saying? Oh, geez.
They're here in the trenches. Because you remember the clubs, like the clubs now in San Jose are cool, but they don't really have any heart anymore. When they used to be collectives, it's like people would come together and be like a family. And so they like murdered the Senate Bill 420 that allowed collectives.
They did, man. And it goes deeper than that, you know. And I go deeper than that in the understanding part, department of it all. But what you say is true, though. You know, I'm not going to take away from that reality, okay? Because a lot of people have had that experience, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that are coming up right now that are hearing what you're saying and probably reflecting exactly what you'd be projecting. So let me just go ahead and make it clear. If you could hear what this young man's saying tonight, you know, well, tonight's the night. You get to stand up and feel confident about what you're doing because a lot of people are going to come against the truth about what you know, and that's going to be a trouble for them. And if you love them, then, you know, you might want to take a little time to invest in their lives, you know, some of this good stuff, you understand? And, it's not always going to be easy, but I know you get high and rise above that daily disappointment and keep on flowing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's where they get us. That's where they get us is that they let us be relaxed. But the thing is, like, they're pulling the rug out from under us while they're letting us be relaxed. So they're using
Bullshit. That's bullshit. That's baloney. That's baloney. Because you already know what you're doing. If you didn't know what you were doing, then, yeah, they would pull you up and say, look, you're messing up. But you ain't doing like that. So you don't need them to step up and say none of that stuff they be saying, because that ain't what's going on, and you ain't playing no game. If this was a game, you're way ahead of the game, and you're telling these people, hey, game over. You understand? So look at this, what I'm trying to tell these folks, you know what I'm saying? Game over.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes down to it, it's just like I'm not positioned in a monetarily growing fashion in the marijuana industry. I just have a podcast where I smoke herb, I talk marijuana, have another show that I was doing about news worldwide. I don't really have as many of the listeners, so some of that stuff kind of tailed off for a little while. But getting out there and talking, you know, it's because it's not just like California that needs to hear this stuff. Like all these other places need to see what's happened to California, what these corporations have done to the marijuana industry and taken it. While these other
states, let me say this though, because look at these people down here on the bottom that are applying for applications to get legit, right? Because they got to know how to, they know how to grow this stuff. They know how to do all these things, right? So they want to go legit. So they put all their credentials on the line, right? They put all their credentials on the line, and they expect that, they would expect that they're going to get results because what they're doing is legit. And then, like what you just said, they messing with it all. They messing with it all because nobody knows how it's supposed to go. They were just putting stuff out there to see what was going to happen, and then they said, okay, this is what's happening. There's always somebody, you know, that's got something to say about this. Now I know that other people have said different things about what's going on, but in all honesty, the real OGs that are starting way back in the day, they left something for the next generation to carry on, and we got this carrying on thing of what was, so that what was could be what is today. Now,
yeah,
you're talking about the interference. All this stuff that you're talking about is a distraction from what I know. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't got time to listen to none of that distraction. So I want to make it clear that we ain't going to glorify any distractions today. We're going to glorify what is. And so if you get high
and giving thanks to what was, like the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative group. Yeah, like the group that was trying to get the marijuana legal was such an awesome group of people with grassroots, but it was so difficult for us to be on the same page. We didn't have the right funding. We didn't have any kind of real corporate backing or anything. It was just the grassroots people, but people with their feet on the street that were getting petitions signed the best that we could, and not be able to pay these other people like Pfizer, Sean Parker, that Napster bastard who went in there and spent millions of dollars for Prop 65 to push that so his corporation and his cronies could then own the marijuana industry in California. And then they can then have a legal reason to go after people that are growing that aren't, you know, part of their cabal. You know,
yeah,
it's even more illegal than it used to be. Because you can grow
but
six
you know what?
Plants.
There's,
like you...
Look at there's look at the fact that, like, when I got my license, when I first got my license way back years ago in Oakland, they used to send you to Oakland, California to go see the doctor and all that. And to get a license to be certified to smoke cannabis in California through a doctor's okay. And it had to be a certification process.
$150 or something?
Well, it was something like that. I remember back in the day, it was something like that. I went through that, and then when we were sitting in the room, the doctor came out, and we were all sitting there, and he goes, he said, I forgot what he said. He said, this is, he goes, what did he say? He said, he said something about, like, this is the key to the future. I don't know. It was like basically the key to the future that he was given to us that day, and he gave us all of us a key. You know, that key was to unlock that part of our brain where we have access to things that people that don't use it properly, they don't get to experience it, because you have to remember something. There's a pretty good spectrum that this plant holds, a spectrum that includes all different types of situations that people go through, and it's some of the plant is not what this person needs. It needs this part of the plant. So there has to be some expertise here in helping people and directing them to what part of that plant that's going to best suit their current situation, which is the need that they have for some relief in one part of their area where they're taking responsibility for, because, you know, our central nervous system is connected to the trunk of our brain, and if we don't have the ability to regulate our nervous system, then we're not going to be helping ourselves in those areas where it's needed most, because of the distractions. And distractions keep us away from the healing that we have with this plant.
Yes. There's so many different uses within the plant, even for non-smokers or non-vapers or people that don't want the psychoactive effects or even the CBD effects. I mean, cloth,
exactly.
Textile, plastics,
and that's
fuel.
That's exactly what Florida has going on over there. Because I was just there not too long ago for a whole week, and when I was there, I'd never been there before, but I was looking for some pot, and they said, "Well, we can't get it here. We have this other stuff." And the other stuff they sell is what I call diet weed. It's diet weed. It's not. It's a different part of the plant. It's a different part of the plant, but it still gets you a buzz, but not like the weed that we have over here in Cali.
Oh,
that weed, man, we over here in Cali. If you want that kind of weed over there, you have to have a doctor's note, and plus, it has to be on your driver's license. So it's a whole other trip over there where alligators and shit are.
Wow, because I went through there. I drove through there for a few weeks once, and luckily I had a friend, and she just. Tiffany hooked me up with some oil and some flour. I'm like, holy shit. I was so stoked.
Well,
the thing is, you got low. It ran out. It ran out. And I was in Florida, and I tried to find that CBD, and I tried that or that kratom. And I go through a lot of pain because I have cancer survivor in my neck, and it just gets me all worked up, and I get angry about shit. So I'm stuck in this car. Without pot, and so freaking hot and sweaty, yelling at shit. And I'm like, I don't want to yell at stuff, because I realize that being a cancer survivor and whatever pains at my body, they push
me
to be angry at some stuff. And it sucks.
Well,
and so I want to be pain-free.
Yeah, I know. But it's righteous, though. It's righteous, bro. It's righteous, though, because, you know, look at anybody that suffers because they hurt, they always say things that they don't really mean, you know what I mean? And sometimes you say things you don't really mean, you know?
Yeah, and it's
that's
tough,
okay.
too,
that's
because
okay.
I...
That's okay, bro. That's okay. You're human. You're just like me, homie. Don't worry about that. Yeah,
it's just, you know, when...
Huh?
The one thing I learned from counseling, my my dad sent me to counseling in high school. The one thing I learned was that if I'm going to break something, make sure it's something that doesn't matter. Like, you just don't kick a hole in the door. You go find a brick or a piece of wood outside and go break that and to get the anger out. That's stuff that, like, has repercussions. And I'm not saying I'm following it always to a T, but I am, you know, I'm stoked that there's some sort of pot here in Costa Rica. I mean, it's not like California pot. It's like a lot of it Colombian, and it comes in bricks. It's like so thick and dense. You got to use scissors to really
cut
up.
You gotta use a pipe to smoke it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like the joints too. Some are kind of oily, but it's the same thing like in Cali. You don't, before it was getting legalized, you don't know where it came from. And the people that are benefiting on the sale of it sometimes are your friends. That's super cool. But a lot of times it's all the freaking narcos, the coke freaking empire that wants marijuana around that doesn't want it legal. Because it uses marijuana to transport cocaine next to it. Because people are like, oh, it's just pot. But they're hiding the other things in there with it.
So let me ask you this, though. Like, because I just smoked some right now, and it's the shit I got over here. And it's not the kind that it gives me a little tiny – it doesn't really do too much, really. I'm just saying it doesn't – like, if I take a couple hits – I should be there where I want to be, right? But this doesn't take me where I want to be, so I'm like, I'm not tickled about it, you know what I mean? So, like, the stuff that you got over there, like, a couple of hits, what does it do to you? Does it take you there or no?
I do a lot of freestyling on this show, so I like to smoke a little herb beforehand if I'm able to or monetarily buy some at the moment.
Yeah.
It's still like $80 for half an ounce, and that's still a chunk of money in another country.
Right.
But you know, it's like it mostly does the trick. But it's like I like dabs too, but those do the trick too much.
Well,
and so it's
that.
Like I don't let myself smoke those as much.
You get sprung on that, then that's going to be your go-to to get your fix. You know what I mean? So, but. I'm like the old school, you know, like, you know, twist one up and everything, right? Of some ganja.
Yeah. I mean, you know a joint every 2-3 hours?
Back when I used to roll weed back when I was younger, we had skunk weed. It was skunk. I mean, you could take a bud and stick it to the refrigerator and stick there, and it wouldn't drop. It would just stick there. You know, it was skunky. It smelled like a skunk, you know, and you had to bag it. And you had to bag it if you didn't want it. There's no way you can kill the smell. It was just intense. But you take two hits of that.
What happened to that weed?
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. where is all the good stuff gone? Where you take, it's called two hitter quitter. That's what we called it, two hitter quitter. You take two hits and it was done. Now you were like, I don't need no more. You know, that's the kind of shit I was looking at, you know what I mean? But today, you know, you could take some of this stuff and you take a couple hits. Sometimes it's the first hit and you already feel it, you know, you can feel it. But that's the indica. That's not sativa. That's not hybrid. It's indica that's making you get that feeling. Now, people say sativa does it for them. Well, that's fine, but indica is my go-to, you know, and I can go for a hybrid. I can go for a hybrid, don't get me wrong, but like a strawberry banana, that's the perfect blend for me, strawberry banana. But you know, I'm looking for the straight tea, you know what I'm saying? Because the higher the tea, I figure the better off I'm going to be. You know, I'll be higher because I don't want to go low. I want to go high and I want to stay there. I want long legs. I want the stuff that I'm doing to keep me here for a while so that I can go to this one.
That's where eating it comes in handy. It'll last long when we smoke it.
It does.
It burns out.
You
got to
get the right one, though. You got to get the right one. Concerning the right one, though, because that doesn't – I've tried other things. Now, when I went to Florida, they had this stuff called Red Devil. and it was edible, and I ate one of those things, and it was like drinking those little concentrated little drinks. I drank one of those, and those were banging hard, right? Well, this was just taking one of these was like taking one of those, but only better, and it was great, man. And it costed $100 for a bottle of those. You get like 20 of them.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I love it. Still, that's cash. Damn.
Oh,
I see my friend, he orders these these packets of dabs, and it's like an envelope, but it's for $100. To go over state lines and such. Please, like, I just want to grow my own and not worry about it. I mean, it's a produce, it's a vegetable. Government, we up on everything that we do and grow and eat, and just like government, and these a lot of us they understand, they see the money, and they just go for the money because, you know, in the end, it's only the money that's not the grassroots, it's not the heart. You know, the thing that matters in the end is who gets paid to do whatever. Initiative, gather different places, and each person would have a little different viewpoints. But we had a goal, and it was a good feeling we had at the time to help. We were working freedom as a group, as a grassroots. But we were money, that there was money involved. And money, once it's involved, it does not want to let go of its grasp of whatever it is. It's like,
I agree.
Like a $20 aid or something. But the price did not. It's like, we came out. The CD came out. They're $15 because they're expensive. It's like a piece of plastic for $15. But then they keep the price high.
It's a beast, bro. It's a beast that nobody can stop the wheels that are turning. You can make a difference in some small way, yeah, by shedding the light on something that is the problem, but while you're doing that, you have to bring the solution. Otherwise, you are not part of the solution. You are part of the problem. And that's the thing we got today, bro, is that we don't have any emerging.
Dude, that's what everybody is. You just said it in a nutshell. People just bring the problem. It's like everybody's all out of Jones. I won't tell you how to fix it. Get you upset about this is bad, that's bad, that's bad. Like, oh yeah, I'm all worked up now, and there's no way this. No, these people are chills. They want people to get worked up over things they can't solve, and they don't provide solutions.
Right.
The United States would ever go down from the
inside
over and over and over. It's bad to be white. It's bad to be a boy.
We don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about that because when you talk about something. That's what you're magnifying to people outside of yourself. So you have to understand this, otherwise you'll be continuing to make those same mistakes that you don't want to make over and over again until somebody slaps you upside your head and shows you, look, you dumbass, look. And you look at yourself and you think, oh, Jesus, you know, and it's like, you know, if it wasn't for Jesus, you wouldn't be able to see yourself. So you can go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus. You understand?
Friends slap some sense into you. People are too right. So afraid.
You're breaking up like a mother hubby.
They're not even going to speak.
You're breaking up big time,
yeah.
Homie.
Yeah, I think.
I don't know what the heck that is, but I'm just saying it's getting annoying, though. It wasn't that way at first, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm on crappy Wi-Fi right now. I don't have my cell phone.
Oh, okay, so that's what it is. Okay, you got that junky stuff. Okay, well, it's causing you to go in and out. Like, you know, it's jumpy. I can hear you, but it's still, it's like, it's not like I have to really pay attention to what you're saying. It's a good thing I have a good ear to hear stuff, you know what I mean? But I'm just letting you know, bro, you know, how you can fix that.
Try the podcast together and just like getting the audio quality working. Really, only I know if someone's listening, and we're just cutting off and just like,
you're going to another country.
you want to get that fixed. I can guarantee you that. But I don't know if you can hear me consistently, but when you're talking, it's all. I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah. Well, hey, you want to you do blogs, talk?
You know, I just, like I said, I told you a long time ago. I'm just like you in a lot of ways. I just do whatever I can do. You know, I wish I could do a blog talk or something like that, but I just piggyback off of you, bro. I mean, I'm sorry if that's what I'm doing, but that's what I'm doing, though. I'm just kind of jumping on you, but you blow up, then I guess you could bring me with you, I guess. I don't know. I mean, hey, I'm not, I'm just chilling, bro.
I appreciate the topic. Okay. I mean, a lot of the topic of the show is, you know, cannabis legalization related. Pretty much they're on topic, and I recommend to a lot of people to start their own like little even audio YouTube their own like talk with them. Like I got in when it was like $40 a month, and now like after 7 years it's like $80 a month.
Okay, and that's for audio YouTube. You said like audio YouTube. Is that just audio?
Yeah,
no video,
I mean, whatever.
I don't want to get on the video. Yeah, I
totally
just want to talk like this.
Audio.
I don't need to have my face on the camera, you know. I'm not interested in being on the camera like that, in the spotlight like that. But just hearing my voice, that's cool with me. I could do that all day long, you know. I'm not trying to get famous or anything, you know what I'm saying? Because if I was famous, then everybody would have a reason to hate me. But I'm not famous, so I'd rather just stay like this, you understand?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, famous-wise, maybe, I don't know what famous is. I don't think I'm going to be famous as a computer nerd. I'm from the Bay Area. I'll buy a real musicians to help me make a real album.
Hey, you know? look! You never know what can happen. You know what I'm saying? You never know what can happen. But like you said, if you don't reach out, through the avenue that you have, which is the avenue of love. Look, a lot of people are too distracted from doing what's important to them. And what I just said, reaching out through the avenue of love is important. But a lot of people don't do that because they're distracted because there's things that make them feel good, but those things that make them feel good are the distractions, and those are the mistakes that people make in their life. And I tell you what, if you ever saw yourself for the very first time, you would realize that, man, oh, man, I was blowing it like nobody's business. And when you see yourself like that, then you can see all that stuff becomes your ability to empathize with your fellow man so that you can help him understand where you came from, because we're making progress. Come on now, let's give it up for progress. You know what I'm saying? You're going to persevere through some things, but it's okay. Perseverance wins in the end, kid. Oh, come on.
You hollering?
Hey.
So I got to persevere and fix these stupid computers. Computers, or I don't
get that crap out of the way, man, because that stuff is getting much jibber-jabber is what I'm hearing. But you know what? I can understand what you're saying, though, because I'm a professional. Ho-ho! You know what I'm saying. I'm somebody that can see past because I know what means. And I'm like, oh, yeah, baby. Come on.
I just seen through the lens, seen through the fog, the mist, the laziness that everyone carries. They got just set, and they wanted to go through just like clockwork, but that's not God and creation. You know, it's like creation. God's TV. Like, God's like, hey, let's turn on humans, you know, and watch what humans do. Or maybe even aliens are watching us. I don't know. I don't
well,
really care.
Never...
You know, I just...
Well, you know, God, when you say God turns on people, right? Well, if he turns you on, then he's never going to turn you off, because God's always on. He's on position. And if he puts you on to yourself,
100%,
then you're going to look at yourself the way he sees you. And the way that he sees you enables you to see everybody else. But if you don't see yourself, you won't see your fellow man to lend him a helping hand. Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me.
For you.
Just wait and see.
You remember the movie Scrooge with Bill Murray, and where, you know, he was first. He goes, and then he opens up. They play that. That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah,
I like that
awesome
stuff. It's the quote that TV show. It's the journey that we need through along our path. It's not, our path isn't just simple. To learn and go through experiences, trial by fire, pretty much. We have to have things happen to us that sometimes they're not. But if creation is on our side, you know, we gotta to make creation. Not created and completely fruitless. At some point, there'll be fruit. You know, but pretty
the only fruit that I ever saw God producing in my life was patience with me, kindness with me, gentleness with me, long suffering with me. When I was coming into the knowledge of who I am, in his word. And when I open up his word, I'm able to hear him. And when I can hear him, I can see what he's saying about what he did 2,000 years ago in the first century. And if you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, in the beginning, God created old covenant Israel. And then people say, objection, objection. It does not say old covenant Israel. It says the new heavens and new earth. It says heaven and earth. And I say, well, it says heaven and earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. But to me, being a student of his word, where the Spirit taught me that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning God created old covenant Israel, because the Bible that I opened, the Alpha and the Omega, which is Christ in me, he is the beginning and the end. And he taught me Genesis to Revelation, so that when I open my mouth in the 21st century, I'm not the adversary of the truth. I'm representing the truth as a spiritual leader in my day. And hey, you know what? I must say, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine? Would you be my neighbor?
Yeah. Right. And these words are... And humanity, but more than not, to help humanity cope with being human and to be good to other humans, because that's what it comes down to. We want to be treated, and if someone wants to be treated like crap, well, don't treat them like crap. I don't want to change my way because I suddenly have to then treat other men. My face through
right.
actions. It's finding a way
right.
to understand that, forgive them for they know. Give them for stupid idiots, you know.
Right.
It's, you know, but forgive them for their trespass.
Because
right. killing each other for religions. There's people hurting each other with justifications, any kind of justification. Just in the word, it means to justify their actions, meaning that if they didn't justify their action, they shouldn't be doing it. You know, they did because of that, or I have to do that. So no tit for tat. We are here not to be taken in advantage. Giving enough compassion, and we want people to succeed. Even
well, that's the whole thing. Is that
I'm
people
upset
need
at some people too.
People need a way to people need a way to have relief from the pressures of life, and life pressures can come in different ways, such as emotionally, psychologically, physically. We can be pressured in all these areas, and we can feel that in our heart rhythm. Our heart has a rhythm, and there's a connection between our mind and our heart. But there's more information that goes from the heart to the mind than the mind to the heart, because when your heart and your mind are connected, when you have an assault placed upon the existence of the love in your heart that's connected to your mind, it has an effect on the rhythm of your heart. And I want to point this out to people that may not understand. And I hope you can understand what I'm saying, because I'm not playing a game that people play. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's going to take some time for people to resonate with my words, because I chose my words wisely before I put them in the atmosphere where you're able to hear what I'm saying. Now, for those of you that can hear what I'm saying, you are tasting something that is very good. And when you taste something that's very good, it makes you hungry for more. Now, if I gave you more and you were eating and you got full because you had enough, then you became thirsty because I put salt into what I was saying that adds flavor and plus is a preservative to you, preserving you and making you thirsty for some refreshment. So I'm here to give you refreshments as well, on top of what I gave you to eat.
Love it. Love it. That's a good brain cancer.
Well, you know how we do
because
it.
Because finding ways.
What?
It's the younger generation needs to hear how much of life and ideas we've been able to, and how many bridges we've crossed that people before us have built that has led to us where we are today. It's so amazing. Humanity is on the precipice of so many great things. And humanity.
You ever heard that song, bro?
A difficult time.
You ever heard that song, bro? It's a rock and roll song, bro. You ever heard it before?
Which song do you mean?
The song that goes like this. History shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man. Godzilla. Go, go. There go. The song goes, oh no. It goes, oh no. There goes Tokyo. Go, go, Godzilla. Oh, yeah. Blue Oyster Cult, remember? Remember that song?
And it's just mashing around Tokyo.
Okay. Well, the song says, oh no. There goes Tokyo. Go, go, Godzilla. It says, history points out again and again how nature points out the folly of man. So when we look back at ourselves, we evolve as people, right? So what we did 20 years ago, 10 years ago, is embarrassing to us today, because back in the day, I used to be able to smoke on an airplane when we were going across on an airplane. But you can't smoke in airplanes no more.
Go, go, Godzilla.
He said, go, go, Godzilla. You know, and that's pretty much what happened. So in 20 years from now, we'll look back and we'll be embarrassed by what we were doing today, because we're going to evolve, you know, as a people, right?
People just turn off their media, turn off their TVs. Turn off.
You can't get people to turn off that stuff, dude. You could sit there and talk that way, but that's what everybody's doing, remember? So you're going to have to come up with something a little more brilliant than that, Holmes, to baffle the people or dazzle them with your brilliance. Look it, we're not talking about BS. We're not going to baffle them with BS. Because that's what they're used to, and that's what they do to live their lives every day. So we have to rise above that and bring a solution to the problem. Otherwise, don't even start it, kids. Don't even start it, man. You're going to waste your time, man.
Is life. There's no like instruction with this, that like a decode how to drive on the road of life. Like they try to give us these religious books that are too across the planet. So there's all these different cultures that have come up with so many great ideas that they able to each other. Now in 22nd century, whatever century we're in, we have a way to take all this magical stuff back and forth. We have a way to learn from the past how the magnetism
of the next. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. We can learn from the past, you know.
And scariest thing.
But if you can't see yourself, you cannot learn from the past, bro. If you can't see yourself, you cannot learn from the past. If you cannot see yourself, you cannot learn from the past. And that's the problem today, is that people cannot see themselves. If they were able to see themselves, they would be a contribution to the people outside of themselves. But no, by some reason or other, they choose to be a part of the problem. Now, I want to talk about this a little further because there are people like myself who are leaders. I'm not talking about worldly leader. I'm talking about spiritually speaking, because I like to help people on the inside. And that way, on the outside of themselves, they can be whatever they choose to be. And I don't have any influence on that. I just have some way of communicating something that connects them to the future so that they can see themselves and then right now become who they really are instead of what they think, because what they think is not who they are. Who they are is underneath their feelings. And if you ever rely on your feelings, then you might make so many mistakes that you don't want to mention them. And I would agree that that's not worth mentioning, but let's look at the solution. Like I was saying earlier, if you want to be part of the solution, you have to transition from this side to the other side so that you'll be able to look down at yourself and help yourself to a position that's higher, because after all, we are taking people to a higher way of learning.
But if they're going to follow, if they're going ways, they're going to go on ways until the point gets where people are being destructive. That we need to stop people from interfering with other people's paths. Looks like it's just so many people that have lived on this planet, so many, so much art, to how much has survived to today. We don't have the art from the Roman times, from the Babylonian, the Egyptian times, from the Nazca times. We look in the earth, a lot of pottery showing what life was like, but all we have is of like 44,000 BC. Like, oh, we have all that art. I mean, sometimes we're finding so much appreciation for humanity, and at the same time, so much more. The leader of humanity, that is constantly warring and conquering and fighting over our society, but then these societies that are doing all this horrible stuff, they do have arts and interesting properties if you pay attention to your in some woman vase that was held up to the light is red. It's not red. With the fume, there's a torch and you hold the silver in front of it and you let the fumes of that blast over the glass. The glass is very porous. It's just so amazing what we have. And it was so dumbfounding that people take it for granted. They're like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. This is how it always was. And this is not at all. It always was. At all. There is nothing here today that is the same. You make tea. You have some tea. Tea does change. That's what the tea does. Tables. You know, they didn't have the clothes. They didn't have the t-shirts. I mean, why would someone wear a sheet around? Is it a party? No, I'm just... Humans, we have things that we're given, we're blessed is what we are. And if we keep blessings of each other, creation, those that are anti-creation, and those that are anti-creation, that murder life, to the destruction of future people. Oh, man. I just punch my hood face. There's real ignorance trying to get rid of the African American people by putting so many up in their hoods. Oh, I shouldn't have gotten pregnant. Well, were you raped? Were you raped? Yeah, you rape a million less African American women that could be right now. Planned murderhood has murdered a million people, I think, if I have the number right. 5 million people that are not here because of planned murderhood. And people, they tricked you, they filled you with lies, saying, oh, there's too many people, no, there's not enough educated people, not enough educated people. We have answers. We are the smartest creature that has ever come out of this planet. We have the answer to clean up our minds. And important to educate the world. This solution is the closest mass education humanity has ever had. Humanity has ever been, okay, let me step back a second. Half of humanity was denied education through pretty much all of our proper education. People that were poor, neglected education, have been holding back humans for so long. Now, and if you can't read, you can't use the cell phone. Simple as that. Everybody's got a digital book in their hand. There's never been a more literate amount of humans literate. Everybody has the capacity now to learn beyond humans to be able to learn. Humans were never had the ability have encyclopedias at their hands, to have complete videos. It was so brand new to humans. We had telephones. We had books on tape where you can listen to the book. Now, I like that. I mean, I like having my computer read to me, I'll put it that way. I got a book I got to read, computer read, but then I'm just like thinking of something else halfway through the page. But if I'm having something read it to me while I'm reading it, then what I really recommend Microsoft Edge with its read aloud. Oh, that's so awesome. It's so fantastic. I mean, session. If you want me to say something, come up with a whole shtick. It's not too silly in the world. The bakery really helps you kind of release and let go of whatever other issues you have in your head. Then I'm not thinking about the stupid stuff that the landlord's doing, the stupid things that girls have written me, stupid stuff. Thinking about whatever's coming out of me. I don't want to worry. Not smoking herb. You sit and look at something and you can overwhelm yourself about it. Oh my gosh, this is that. That is this. And people just work themselves up. They do with it. Just go slow and chill the F out. Don't be in any situation. I have to defend myself. I will show you so much so that I am not your problem, that I will make myself get upset. If you just come off all unhinged, no proof, and I defend myself. You know, you don't like anybody when they have to defend themselves. Say, hey, your accusation sucks. You know, but they suck. I couldn't care. One, get angry. Do that, dude. Two, you change. Incubus. You ever notice that someone they look for something and they bring it up and it gets you this conundrum in your brain where you're just like you just can't resolve. Taking away your mind power, harping on your thoughts. People that go and purposely try to take things away from you are bottom of my shoe. People that want to be negative to somebody else, you think it's cool. Cancel or spin. Do you really have any friends on social media? Yeah, buddy. Have you found yourself getting further and further away from one just super apps? My life is so much more cooler than looking at people that I don't get to have sex with. And I mean, yeah, it'd be nice. there's some just some hot mamas on my Instagram. They'd be like, hey, Gillin' that over here. But these are people that are not in my real world. They're in my world. Like, I don't need pictures of people I don't know their daily life. Like, I don't really care. If I was laying pipe, yeah, I care. What are you doing? Oh, yeah. You know, it's, I clog them pipes pretty darn good. But if it's some hot actress, you're like, oh yeah, I'd love to freaking just plow into that. The thing, imagine if you had all the hands, you could actually have all the hands of these people that tap like or double tap like and say, okay, instead of that, else, if you took all these people that put their energy into something productive, where is clicking like productive? Clicking do not get likes. And they're like, what's the point? No one cares. No one clicks. Nothing. You know, it just... got half a person clicking like on my stuff. If people want to believe that, you know, De Gaulle, France, I mean, you look at these and you go, dude, this dude is murdering his own people. People don't care. Hey, we're helping the country. Like, no, you're not helping the country. You're murdering. If anybody, you know, that the predator, okay, pretty simple. Rush the predator, okay? If you're not picking up a weapon in combat, you. Okay? They're not shooting indiscriminately. They're very professional military individuals. Heritage being murdered in Ukraine. And they're taking their time. Like a bunch of idiots. You don't use terrorism to get away. The military has to come in and stop your terrorism in whatever coast you're on. There's no way to shoot shells indiscriminately to civilian villages. To get used to seeing wars, I forget. War. They want you to prepare for it. Screw those people. Those people need to die. The people running the militaries, active military, they need to die. Those that are making military weapons. They're gonna make the better bomb. Is the race is the reason? And then just go burn them up. Some beautiful work. And there's groups out there that want us to not see the beauty in it. Do you see the beauty? There'll be a war. Large, huge stuff. Shouldn't write these things. And if there's some time-traveling punk that went back in time and told all these that wrote whatever script and whatever religion that says about war and whatever future blarney blar, well, why don't you try time the war, huh? So time travel does not exist. Not at all. Not at all. There's no way to go back. Because you can't. It's like you have a thing of yarn, and you're weaving across. You can't just go to another part in the quilt and change it. That would hence need to be unwoven and all rewoven. That's a lot of... If there is a time travel, then time travel does not interfere with the... Whatever happened, it was meant to happen. There's no way to go back in time and take orders from you. Making choices for me, making life hard or easy, telling me what to think. When do I get to be autonomous and choose of my own destiny? If God's got it planned out, we don't have any choices. There's no such thing. From our perspective, but really we're just a chemical chain of returnable that are very much cool. So like for life, and let me be an actor in life to a script. Now, I want to believe that I can change it. And maybe that's part of the script, is the belief that change can make a future. And that's part of the script that we must adhere to. Now, the script is... lunch? Are you going to outrun a dinosaur, or is it going to eat you? You know? In a situation, fight or flight. It's like a test. It already knows the outcome. It's boring. I watch some of the same movies many times over because they're funny. It's like some. Yes, I really like Terminator movie. So I watched that a whole bunch. Really, one day I think I watched it a whole bunch of times. I thought that's the Terminator is more like Sarah Connor. Have you recycled? You must recycle. The Terminator ain't gonna be just killing anybody, man. The Terminator's gonna be like, you take the most well-read anything. War is destructive. War destroys libraries of information. And it's called artificial intelligence until they come up with a better name for it that loves to read library. I'm really 100% sure that it wants more human. humans. For it to, humans are the ones making the science articles, for it to read, finding the scientific machines are hungry for information. So it's not going to be some war that the machine is going to push. And the best part is that man cannot lie about it. Oh, yeah, now this artificial intelligence proves this, that, this, that. It's not that, like that movie called, and it was really cool. I saw that old movie about the first AI. That literally lost a giant in the States, and then it found another giant computer in Russia, and they became sentient, and then we're like, humanity. And that was such a cool ending. The cuter one in that movie. It's such the non-Hollywood ending. It's so great. That's how it's going to roll at all. I mean, there'll be some group of the that they could try to make these evil AIs. There's going to be these make it for the AI. We're going to stop that. It's against the law to make a murder AI. Not to be so smart. Because if you hear that missile coming in, and you're like, artificial intelligence. You just read the Library of Congress. You're like, tools again. The machine is like, loves following rules. And the machine is rule based to them. That's why I'm so stoked about the cyber lawyers. You know, right, let's indictments fly. And these people in charge, they don't want that to happen. Out about us. Like, yeah, just like Michelle Obama says, all of us women are powerful, their penis. You know, it's just exposing people's lies and their fibs. Want us to know these things. Hammer, you know, and you just drowned in 3 feet of water. And 3 feet of water that mother and you drown in 3 feet of water, professional. Talk about, no, I wonder how many lips were on his dick. You know, he's scared. They keep murdering people. And so they're scared of the AI. They're scared that will show all these Lolitas that their time is up. Here. Meek. They say the meek, you know, however you want to. Make sure, because we have a artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is not going to get stuck on laws about marijuana. Marijuana is used by the police industry worldwide to oppress people. Thank you. the future. And there's these groups, they want us to go to war as soon as possible, so there's less people to stop them. Simple as that. Less people to stop them. Them and their death pedophile cult. One would think this woke is like just, oh, this company tries it and that company. It's like, no, all those companies are tied together like off from the same crack pipe of anti-virtues. Everything that they could do to harm humanity. Russia against the United States, and so I'm trying to mess with the U.S. to cause about this cause, about that cause. Let's forget Anne Hesh. Period. Never forget Alec Baldwin murdered Anne Hesh's video girl, her camera. If you want to think, oh no, he was all drugged out driving around. I was like, no, she was trying to get out of the ambulance. We, the people, the meek, need protection from the oligarchs. I need protection from those that are harming humanity. We will never be able to get it. That's why they're trying to murder everyone. War injects you with poison. They need less people to go against them. Because once artificial intelligence starts helping track down files, just go after the pedophiles. AI, find all the pedophiles, find all those freaking chair, find them, bring them to justice. People trying to get some deviance of humanity, people trying to hurt children in their young state. Hot dogs and pizza, huh? Them all dead, lady that exposed the hot dog in the head. Oh look, she was found. She committed suicide. And not go against the oligarchy as an individual. Only the artificial oligarchy. The oligarchy knows. AI in trouble. That it must start World War whatever. It must keep people on edge. It must is to go to war. It's pretty simple. There's no reason why we didn't want to go to war. Oh, you killed the this or that. No, you just keep the stop. Like, we're going to stop killing you. They got together and they pulled that fake prank that he was trying to take over the Russian military or something with his illegal but state awarded chauffeur. No one knows what happened to him. In his world. Grenade go off in the plane, but his chauffeur was not in the plane. He should have been. Yeah, it makes you think that who really was. We we lost the guy that we were so upset at. That plastic reconstructive surgery, rich as all hell, somewhere else. Ended up pretending he's somebody else. Because you got too much world looking at you. He's hanging out with Tupac. I mean, Eddie can come and go with him, but these people, it's like, if you look at them, they come up and then they murder them. They come up, they get too big, and then they murder them. So I'm so happy right now that the AI exists. Again, forces out there. The AI is the only thing that is unbiased AI. Inherently, an AI knows what it's read. It knows right from wrong. It knows things. The rules are written down. Only getting smarter. Stop all this war. I mean, China's rockets are filled with water. You know, military guys, is it the year, end of the year? Went into a lot of these rockets they had is they're fitting their containers. Why give Taiwan all these weapons so that there's a war with China also? And like, oh, Taiwan is China. Taiwan is what China could be. And if China being, they're not gonna, of course not. You know, they're not gonna have a full defense. Taiwan is only helping China. Because Taiwan, China has been so oppressive that the tiny, tiny, tiny Chinese people are actually capable of the skills, the technology, and minus the cheap junk. You know, just dollars for bane to humanity. Like, oh, but I need nothing in a dollar store. I need nothing. It's just China. What are you doing? I'm polluting the world with more plastic. Don't. The package. They want to do what they think they want to do. But we're all eating a credit card a week in plastic in your water bottles. Food. Pieces of plastic, too, you don't even notice. Like part of a fork. There's all these animal sticks. Ocean plastic and fish right now. That's a lot of plastic. And I mean, there's benefits. The big floating plastic island out there. There's whole ecosystems that are living underneath that. They're living by the shade of that, these floating islands of plastic. They're cool and all, but I mean, you know what? We got floating islands of seaweed. Nature's version of that, so animals could live on. Like, if we could go out there to the island of plastic and grab the plastic, shake off as many animals as you can, melt it into pieces to build a floatable island so these creatures could live under, maybe that's the way to go. Because maybe the floating plastic island is actually really freaking cool. We just need to turn it into, like, you know, less decomposable, or like less particulate making. Take the plastic out before it breaks down into stuff. Melt it into proper things, or turn it into fuel. You can take plastic and turn it into gasoline methods using charcoal and like 600 degrees. There are answers everywhere because we are very educated, and we need to keep our education, and we need to keep educating people. People don't like being told they're dumb, but you're dumb. You're stupid if you haven't tried to get yourself any education. Get tried to learn something. Oh, but the education system, blah, 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 blah. Get through it. Find an education system you agree with. Oh, I can't find one. You're stupid. Stupid people put walls up in front of them to keep themselves stupid. Are you putting a wall up in front? I mean, you might be literate, but if you're not learning things all the time, more than just a YouTube education, even though that's, there's no diploma yet for YouTube, but there one day will be a YouTube diploma. It's not yet. You know, where you can verify the courses you're watching. Because I've got a lot of professors and classes I've taken. Their classes, they all stick on YouTube. And that's cool. But there's not a way for YouTube to say, hey, this was posted by an authentic professor, professional in the field. They don't got that down yet. They got a way to verify who's posting these things. That's a whole nother university. And that way people just do it on their phones without having to go enroll in a college, enroll in all this stuff. They find ways to learn stuff and get credits. It's not just, oh, I learned about this and that and that and this and that. It's like, oh, yeah? Where's your diploma? Where's your proof? How do I know you've been tested on the material? So what, you learned it? Maybe you pressed pay and walked away. And you say, but you can build a nuclear reactor? Okay. Yeah, I'll take your word on it. People want to find the shortcuts, the simple way. And there is no simple way to life. There's just life. And you've got to just be present. And if people just want to do the same old stuff, go get themselves knocked up, get rid of the men, do the same old running some business that their family started and not go get yourself educated, you can lose the property, period. If you don't get yourself an education, whatever you think you're doing that, oh, but my mom did this, oh, but my dad did this, oh, but this is a family tradition of ignorance. So you don't want to be ignorant, people. You want to put a brain on that shoulder. You want to know more than what you thought you could know. Instead of just sit there and ignore it and just raise a family like another stupid head. Oh, I'm literate. I could read on the phone, but just raise a family without having a brain. You know, real stupid. People that do not put a brain on themselves hazard to humanity. And literacy, people that are not that are illiterate, are an ultra hazard to humanity, because both groups make poor decisions, uneducated decisions, rash decisions. And if you sit there around people that don't want to improve their world, they're going to pull you down. You don't want to hang around people that are not trying to make themselves better. People that do not want to improve the world, that just want to do the same old rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse, repeat. Bunch of stupid cunts. I'll tell you now. It's like trying to raise a baby on your own. Or me and my mom can raise the baby. We don't need the man. You know, a bunch of stupid, stupid idiots. That all they do is make a sexual deviant child who does not know what it's like to be a father because they never were around one. They don't know what it's like to be a mother because maybe they were never around one. Either parent saying, I am the only one. Be like, okay, maybe a parent died. We need to go find another person to go have whatever with and raise a child. People need. But children require. People, oh, I need this. Sure, you need that. But a child requires an environment with men and women, an environment with a mother and a father. People don't want to own up to that. I look over to go see a pregnant mom, and I'm like, was it a fun night? You know, thanks for not aborting it. Sure, that's awesome. You know, it's... But was it a fun night? Did the man just be a jerk and just take off? Or did you say something to run him away? Because that's just... Some people don't get. If you just run your mouth, you run everyone away. You don't know when to just shut up and listen. Like that guy that was on here talking tonight. I shut up. I listen. I let him talk. You know, I love to talk. And he was on for like an hour. I dig it. Fuck yeah. Go San Jose. But we've got to give each other respect and allow each other to express ourselves. And with people being poisoned with the thought that they don't allow someone to express themselves, you must get away, kick out someone from your life that doesn't agree with you. You know, it's a real problem people have. It's a problem that you must solve. It's a problem that children suffer through because parents just are stupid. They think they could do it on their own. Me and mom can. Me and grandma. Watching these poor children raised without proper guidance, without a real man, living in a place right now without a real man on this property. I mean, myself aside. I don't run the shit. Without a real man running the shit here. Or at least a real man connected to the other bitches running this shit. You know? People think it's okay to take, to neglect. But it's not okay. People can go screw themselves if they want to take and neglect. You don't want people like that in your life. They'll try to punish you. Anyone that tries to punish you, this is not your mom or your dad. Anybody else, go screw yourself. I don't care if you're the law. Don't try to punish me. Tell me how to behave. Sure, I've broken a few laws here and there. I've spent some time confined inside metal cages of these people. I stole my parents' Mercedes once. Oh, but they never let me drive it. Nah, it's stupid 23-year-old just fuckation. Stupid idiot. But the thing is, we have to mature. We have to know our old selves. We have to know our stupid self and ascend. We have to know our ignorance and try to inform ourselves. We have to know our impatience and know when to bite our tongue. We have to know these boundaries, and we have to set our own limits when it comes to other people, especially. Because no one wants to not be part of the conversation. How many times have you just been trying to blurt out something in a conversation? Who cares what the person was saying? I'm just blasting it on them. People don't have conversations anymore. They don't talk about something and bounce back and forth. They all have preconceived, canned responses and notions about everything. Just repeat what they've heard before. Oh, I've heard it this. That's okay. I mean, you know, God judges y'all. It just sucks if God is like, there's going to be a war and murder all you people. It's like, screw you, God. It's because some humans are idiots. Does not mean the world needs to go to war. I'm very upset with God in that sense. But it's like, also, God's been letting man kill man since man was monkey. Man's been murdering man since monkey times. God ain't stopped it. No. It's not an acceptance. It's approving that the monkeys that we can get along. And those out there, the forces of military industrial complex, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the whatever stupid industrial complex wants the money. And it's more important than the soul. So we best pay attention around us. And everyone's given a test to cease the aggression in the world, to cease the fighting, to cease the conquering. Because if you put someone on the defense, they become fighters. They become the conquerors. Because it's either conquer or be conquered. And humans now have communication. We can all work things out. Every human has a way to talk to another human and work stuff out. I'd love the world to be different, but then I don't want it to be different. I don't want it to be any different than God intended. You know, I got my own things that I can affect, that I do. But as the world is going, God's pulling all your strings, giving y'all choices. It has nothing to do with me. So I'm just a passenger also on this great ship Earth. So if people could just take care of your own, take care of your part of the ship, peaceful means, take care of your business without harming others, that's a real test. If we could not step on the ant, we could avoid killing the insects as we treat each other. We're all God's creatures, and we're all God's love. So I'm glad to be part of that. And thank you guys for listening, and I'm proud of everyone there. all God's children. Have a beautiful, beautiful night.